and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Justin Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Hi, y'all. I think, and I may be wrong, though, because all thoughts are all lies all the time. But I believe I heard that it may rain in L.A. I'm not sure. It's definitely not all bright sunshine and warm days yesterday and today. It's not bad, but it's not something you want to write home about. So I'm told that it's supposed to rain on Saturday. So, and I think we can use some water. Good morning. Anyway, you can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, why do you need a pope? I'm not understanding why the Catholic people need a pope. Because I don't think the pope is for everybody. I think the pope is just for the Catholic people. Why do you need a pope? That's the biblical question, and it's a doozy. It's a mamma mia, hola, si señor, galoshes, doozy. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, getting ready for your day, taking the kids to public school because you don't love them and you ain't got time for them, your ego need outside fulfillment, and you're not being glorified at home, so you're sending the kids off to school. It doesn't matter what they've been taught. You pretend to care, but you really don't. Or you're making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, wherever you may be. You can be listening to the show. You can podcast the show, but you can still listen to the show by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? Amazing. A spiritual battle. And it is mind-blowing when you can see clearly it's spiritual. It's a spiritual battle and not a physical battle. The physical battle you see on the outside of you, inside of others, wars and human beings treated each other in a horrible way and no love, no nothing. It is spiritual, happens through the people. It is causing them to do those things. And it makes them feel a thrill of being important or rich or whatever. Amazing, huh? It's a spiritual battle. And as soon as you see that, you, men and women, you will be free. All right? What I realized on this journey of overcoming the illusion of self, oneself, what I realized is that this journey that you must travel if you want to be free, if you want to overcome the false self, this journey it is only conquered by the man or the woman, the male or the female, with a made-up mind. You got to have a made-up mind. Otherwise, you're not going to make it. You're not going all the way. It just ain't going to happen. A few people, and there are men and women, a few around the world who has made it and are making it. A few. But most people, they stop along the way. The first situation comes along, they're done. You hurt my feelings. You scared me. This is too hard. This is taking too long. I don't feel like fellowshipping anymore. I heard it all. They come up with thoughts about it and feelings about it. The thing that they're supposed to be overcoming conquers them along the way. Isn't that amazing? The false self, the false lies, the thing that they're supposed to be overcoming conquer eventually. The thing tell you, oh, you might as well kill yourself. You're not worth anything. You've been trying. You're at it. You're a sex addict. You're this addict. And you try hard. No. I'm going to get over this. I'm going to get over it. And you fight with it to overcome it, whatever it is. You fight with it. Not knowing that the more you fight with it, the more control you're giving it over you. The more you fight with the idea of suicide, the greater it becomes. The power that you give, which is fake power, but the illusion that you give it over you. You say, I'm never going to be angry anymore. I'm not going to get angry. I'm not going to get angry. And as soon as a situation happens, someone hurt your feelings or look at you in the wrong way or say the wrong things to you, you're ticked. And now you're fighting against the anger. And then you finally go along with the anger. You're like, I tried, but I couldn't get over it. What you don't know, if you want to go all the way with this, you got to give up. Give up the fight. You got to let the ego go through what the ego must go through in order to overcome. You got to give up. But no, you keep fighting. Jesse, I struggle with this and I struggle with that. I'm like, didn't I tell you not to struggle? Why are you struggling with it? I struggle with my thoughts. Who is struggling with their thoughts? Who are you that you're struggling with? Who? Whom? And then you give up. You give up. Only a few will going to go all the way with this. Believe me, and it's difficult, I got to tell you that, to go all the way with it only because you think you're fighting against something, that there's you to fight. If you knew for sure and could see clearly that there is no you to fight, there's a false you to surrender, let go and let it happen, you would give up the fight, and then you go all the way. Otherwise, it ain't easy. It ain't easy. No, it ain't easy. It ain't easy. And a lot of people don't make it. A lot of people just won't make it. They won't. It's impossible for them to stay present. Only because of they won't do it, not because it cannot be done. So, and most people love their thrills. They always end up back to their thrills, especially when they fight with the thrills. And I'm like, don't fight with the thrill. Be aware of the thrills. If you be aware of the thrills, then you have the greatest power in the universe to fight for you. But you fight with the thrill, and you love the thrills. Amazing, huh? So for those who are listening, and I counsel with people every day by phone, Skype, or walk-in, and they're fighting with it. I'm like, no, don't fight with it. Don't. If you're a drug addict, for example, sex addict, whatever kind of addict you want to call yourself, stop fighting with being that way. Don't call yourself that. Don't fight with it. Be aware of it. And don't call it you. Because it's not you. It's an it that made a home in you. And you identify with it as a kid. If someone hurt your feelings, don't be like, oh, you, they hurt my feelings. They talked about me, or they corrected me or something. They hurt my feelings. They didn't hurt your feelings, dummy. There are no feelings for you in you to be hurt. They hurt your ego, the false you, as Christ called it, that old nature, right? So be hurt. Let it hurt. Feel the hurt, but don't call the hurt you. Oh, I forgot to tell you, it's Thursday. What the? And Thursday is a beautiful day. Not just because it's Thursday, and every day is a beautiful day. But because, and to add to, it is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready? I don't feel your face. Are you ready? Are you
ready? Hallelujah. Drunk as a bastard. Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday. So, I have to tell you folks, the journey to overcoming the false self, because that's what you're working on, and remembering the real you, mostly, but anyway, it's amazing. When you think that you have found the real you, oh, I found myself, I've overcome. I know who I am. I found myself. You have not found yourself. When you think you have not. Be glad to know that, because when you do, there's going to be nothing to think about. Amazing, huh? So I wanted to understand, before I go to the calls here, I wanted to understand the whole Pope deal more and more, because I honestly don't see, that doesn't mean it's not there, it's just that I don't see it. I don't see the purpose of a Pope. And it looked like, I'm looking at, sometimes I see the clips when I'm watching a news show. They show this Pope that expired recently. The Pope is, may his soul rest in peace. He did. And when they show clips of the Pope, and they always show a whole bunch of people around the Pope. And the people seem to be crying and feeling good around the Pope, And the Pope seemed to be feeling good around the people. But it seemed that that's all that's going on. And right now they're having the Pope, this Pope that did right now, they having his, you know how you put the body in a casket and then you have people come to view it? They look at, I forgot what they call, but they allow people go to view the body of the Pope over there in, I guess, over there in the Pope house, wherever that is. And a whole bunch of people, according to the report, going there to see it from around the world. And when asked by some of the media, why are you here to see the Pope? Oh, well, he's the head of the church and blah, blah, blah. And then some people, when they ask, what kind of Pope will you see next? Would you like to see next? Some people say, well, I want to see a more compassionate Pope. And some say, I would like to see more conservative Pope and all kinds of stuff. So I'm like, what's up with the Pope? And I remember the Pope was ticked. And so I've been looking at the Pope. I had my producer to give me a couple soundbites on the Pope deal. And so I wanted to know what's going to happen next with the Pope. And this first soundbite is, now that the Pope is dead, here's what happens next. Watch this from NBC Chicago.
Alex, who's next isn't just a favorite dinner party topic in Rome. The papal selection process is always underway, with names floated and cardinal contenders from the relatively small group of top Catholic churchmen who make up the College of Cardinals. And while it is an election, it is not a democracy. Rank-and-file Catholics don't get a vote. The next pope is chosen by 135 voting-age cardinals who were just invited by the Vatican to begin arriving tomorrow morning in Rome. Cardinals, the men in red caps and vestments, gather in a Vatican City conclave, as it's known, to begin electing a new pope 2 to 3 weeks from now, following the Pope's funeral. As the current Hollywood movie Conclave portrays, they report to the famous Sistine Chapel for a closed-door, non-public selection. Eligible cardinals are those younger than age 80, and they choose the 267th pope by secret ballot.
It sounds like a political movement. Is the Pope, do they have their own political, you know how you have Republican, Democrat. Do you have Pope Party? That sounds pretty serious to me. Oh, which party you belong to? Are you Republican? No. Are you Democrat? No. Are you Green Party? No. I'm a Pope Party. I'm a member of the party of the Pope. And the Pope makes all my decisions about how to vote. Not me, but that's what people say. Here's a visual guide to how a new Pope is elected.
One by one, the cardinals walk down the aisle before taking individual oaths to obey the rules of the conclave, which demand the utmost secrecy. If they ever break their silence, they risk excommunication.
Extra omnes.
Everyone out. And with that, the doors closed. The work of choosing a pope would truly begin. Then when the world sees white, inside the Sistine Chapel, the Dean of Cardinals will ask the newly elected pope if he accepts the result. And if he does, he is from that moment the new pope and chooses the name he will then be called. Next, he walks to the nearby Room of Tears, so-called because some newly elected popes have in the past cried there as they absorb the enormity of the moment. He then dons his new robes, puts the papal ring on his finger, and is led down the Hall of Blessings to the central window of St. Peter's Basilica, where he is introduced to the masses with a simple Latin phrase, Habemus Papam, we have a pope.
Does a pope wear the same clothes all the time? What the? I have never seen the pope in a suit or a pair of jeans or sweatpants. He always had that robe thing on. What the? And here are the leading papas. Here are the leading papal candidates based on expert analysis and betting art. See, they bet on the Pope in Vegas. Again, watch this from NBC Chicago.
And here are the leading contenders right now, according to experts and even betting line odds, although these are guesstimates at best. Luis Antonio Tagle, a 67-year-old archbishop from the Philippines, known as the Asian Francis, because he lines up on the late Pope's social justice views. Pietro Parolin from Italy, 70 years old, considered more moderate, and the Vatican Secretary of State right now. Peter Turkson from Ghana, age 76, would be the first African pope since 496 AD. Peter Erdo, Hungary, 72 years old, leading conservative candidate, would be a shift back to the Pope John Paul positioning. And Angelo Scola, Italy, an 82-year-old cardinal and perennial possibility, but he may have aged out. There, of course, are others in the running, and these are all cautionary possibilities. Remember, when the very popular Pope John Paul II was elected in 1978, he wasn't on anybody's list.
Amazing. It sounds pretty serious to me. And all the popes are old. At 70-something, 80, I don't know. But interesting. It's so interesting to me because I don't understand it. And I would like to. Nick, you was confirmed a pope, right?
Pretty much. Well, when I say pretty much, I mean not at all. But I was a confirmed Catholic.
Yeah, you confirmed Catholic. Sorry about that. Not pope, but what?
That's what someone told me.
Someone told you what?
That I was a legit Catholic because I went through my first communion and a confirmation, which are what they call sacraments in the Catholic world. You do these events as you're growing up, and they mark stages in your life as you're growing up.
So you didn't know that you were confirmed? Somebody told you you were?
No, I knew I had done my confirmation, but I didn't know that the things I did meant that I was not the legit in the Catholic Church. That means I'm a confirmed Catholic, what someone told me.
It's a confirmed.
And I can never be, and I can never be unconfirmed that I'm saved.
So even right now, you're confirmed Catholic?
Yeah, and my soul is saved no matter what I do.
Really?
That's what they told me.
And that means that you're locked in?
I'm locked in, baby.
What?
Jesus has me. I ate the wafer.
What?
You know, I ate the little wafer.
So is it like having to go to class or something?
No, I didn't do any of that. I went to Catholic school. And now that I remember, we had a couple of lessons in school to prepare us for this confirmation.
So you feel like a Catholic?
No.
You feel like a Christian?
No.
Don't tell your mama.
I don't know what that feels like. But I remember doing the confession thing too.
Yeah.
And I got all I had a scowl on my face. I was like, why do I have to tell you my sins? And I gave them sass.
And they threw you out of the boot.
And it was over.
Here's another papal candidate is Cardinal Robert Serra from Guinea, West Africa. And here's a clip of him explaining. So this guy, as far as I know, is not in the lineup to become the next pope. He's an outsider, I guess. But he's not in the lineup so far. But here is a clip of him explaining how silence brings us closer to God. This is from a pope. Watch this.
Even in our churches, there is too much noise. So it's not a place where we can encounter God silently. Silence makes man more similar to God, because God, I said, is silence. He talks in silence. We encounter him in silence. And if we remain with God, we become silent. Why the Western countries today are no believers, are less believers, because they are every time talking. They know no silence. And the faith is going down. Silence is really the moment where I construct myself as a human being related to God. And without God and without silence, we are lost.
That's deep. This pope may never be confirmed as no pope. They don't want you to be silent. They don't want you to know to be silent. They want you acting out, singing and hooping and hollering and carrying on. Otherwise, you don't need the pope. What the? Unless the pope is pointing you to that. That's deep. This man, Cardinal Robert, you ain't gonna make it. They don't want no silent pope. Here's a clip of Sarah discussing why he believed the Western society is lost because it has turned away from God. Watch this from X.
What are we doing here? In other words, what are our lives for? What kind of people are we called to be? The Western society seems to be lost, because when we are cut from God, we are lost. It's like a tree without roots. It's like a river without the fountains. God is our fountains. If we are cut from God, we are lost. And God is silent.
That is so deep. I don't know what to do about it. I don't know what to tell you. It's so true. All angry people, there's not one. It doesn't matter you read the Bible, hoop and holler, you're Catholic, you're a pope follower, you're a Mormon, you're a Aluapa, you are a whatever. When you have anger, you have hatred. You have hatred. And you're cut from God. You're separated. All angry people are separated from God. And you don't know it. Most people don't know it. And you call it something else. You call it loneliness. You call it suicidal thought, alcoholic, drug addict. You call it something else. But the real problem is that you're separated from life. And you have a fake life, a life that brings destruction. You are separated from the truth, and you justify your anger. Well, everybody's angry. Jesus was angry, you say. And so you think Jesus was angry, and so you justify your anger by saying, oh, it's good. One day when I get to heaven, though, I have perfect peace. And you justify anger, which is hatred. Just think about that. You're calling evil good and good evil.
Whenever you're down, out in the cold.
Amazing. It's Bible Thought for Thursday. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls. And your super chat. It's Bible Thought for Thursday. The most lost people on earth today are the people who believe in God. Isn't that amazing? They believe about Him. They don't know Him. Quick break. Back in a moment.
Shadows and gloom.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta living at home with my mom and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday. We take all calls, but we give the Bible Thumper a little bit more time on Thursday, even though we discuss things with the Bible Thumpers all week. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, we give them a little bit more time, because they it's difficult to communicate with Bible Thumpers. They need patience. 888-7753-773. Quick announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. He ain't got that good hair for nothing. It's on fire. And the after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black. Another on fire. Just a network full of men who are on fire, working on themselves and trying to point the right way for you. Amazing. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And then the one, the only, confirm. Catholic and the whole network, the American Anchor Baby, energy given to him by God, just energy everywhere. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. All right, 12 noon, amazing. And then tomorrow, Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, brand new episode of the Fallen State.tv. Oh my God. Oh Lord. Why, George? I had a discussion with Lauren Whiskey. She is a media personality and political activist. Watch this.
Next time on the Fallen State.
I just could not get clean, and I was hardcore drug use. It wasn't supposed to happen to people like me, and it did. Addiction, it doesn't discriminate. God started to work on my heart. He started to rebuild me from the inside out.
The heart is evil. When you can admit that, he would change it, and he would start to work on everything else.
Every opportunity I could have ever wanted, God gave to me, but it was like only after I had submitted to his will in my life.
Amazing. TheFallenState.tv tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creeds all right. You can be a member of TheFallenState.tv right there. Amazing, huh? Or you can go to local. You can support us in that way, or you can support us however way. TheFallenState.tv. I just want to quickly show you these quotes from this Cardinal Robert Sarah. As far as I know, he's not up for Pope running thing. And the way he sound and the way the other popes seem to be thinking and sounding, I don't know if they're going to let this Pope be a Pope head. Whatever. What a mess. So here's an image of Cardinal Robert Sarah and
a couple of quotes.
Yeah, here's a couple of quotes.
So here is Cardinal Sarah. The West is dying. There is no longer any birth rate. They are being invaded and are losing their culture. He says gender ideology is a Luciferian refusal to receive a sexual nature from God. He says the real men of God have no fear of death because they are waiting for heaven. And those who use the Bible to justify mass immigration are bewitched.
All I got to say about each and every one of those quotes, amen. It's so true. And I didn't know they had a pope that think that way, that knew this. Really. And I wonder, I hope I can interview him one day. I would love to have a discussion with him. As I speak right now, my producer's on it, Derek. He's getting the pope as a guest on the show. I would love to talk to that pope. He's all the way from West Africa. So we'll see if that's possible. I like understanding people, all people really, even my enemy. Because you can learn, if you're like free and open and you have no judgment or ideas about people, places, or things, you'll be surprised what you will learn or realize, even from your enemy. That's why when I'm doing my teaching on Sundays, I'm being taught. I listen closely to the men and women who are in the fellowship. They do have something to say. And I learned, you have no idea. I didn't even know how much I was learning from the people until I realized what I had learned. And I look forward to those fellowships that we have on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Meetings start, doors open at 10:30. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. You can truly have right here on earth an amazing life. You can have an amazing life, or you can have a hell of a life, the life you already have. It's up to you. But everything that you've been taught, everything that you've been taught, everything that you've been trying to live up to, you got to let it all go. Every idea that you have about good and evil, right and wrong, God and Jesus, your little free will, you think that evil, that anger is good and that you need it, that Jesus was angry. Everything, your little morality you're trying to live up to, you never will. You ain't never been able to. You've never been able to live up to it, and you never will. Why don't you stop? When you see it's not working, why not say, you know what? I've been doing it all my life, and it ain't working. I've been reading the Bible all my life. My mama took me to church the first day I popped out of her womb. She took me to church. And it still ain't working. Why don't you realize that and let go? Stop trying. Why don't you just realize that? Have a made-up mind. Don't be double-minded. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to a first-time call out of Los Angeles. Jonas. Out of L.A., Jonas, Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
The reason I was calling was, you know, I'm at a real crossroads right now, and I've been using drugs since I was 18. Been through a lot of different rehabs, more than I could count. And sometimes I would get clean, but I always end up going back to using. And for the past 8 months, I've been using again. And I just got fired from a job because I couldn't show up. I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. And, you know, after watching you a lot recently, seeing that I've just been letting the devil run my life. And I have forgiven my parents. And I see how pretty much I've been just going by ego and anger and just trying to prove something and chasing money and success. And so basically where I'm stuck right now is I have an opportunity to go to a long-term rehab in Israel. I am a citizen of Israel. I know the person who runs the program. I've actually been there once before, and I really respect the person. I trust him. It's a free program, but I would have to give up everything that I have here in LA, which isn't much, but it's my apartment, my car, you know, what is more freedom, at least it feels like, than being in rehab, which is like a shared room. And, you know, I guess my question is, so how do I know if going is really the right thing to do for me, God calling me to surrender, to start over, to do the right thing, or if it's just an emotional move trying to run away from my life again. And just, you know, so I want to do the right thing. I just don't know if this is it.
How old are you?
31.
And you have gone to, you said that you have gone to several rehab places already and it has not worked.
Correct. I've not changed, the ways.
And why not? And why not?
Because I have a lot of maybe low self-esteem, and I just begin to think that I need to change things on the outside to have a good life, to be happy, that now that I am sober, I need to go back and, you know, try to make money and try to look good and try to build this life up because I've already wasted so much time. And then every time I pursue that thinking, then I start saying, well, you know, I could use again, or maybe I just don't
but
even.
When you say you have a low self-esteem, what does that mean?
It means that I feel that if I don't have stuff to offer and if I don't look like I've had accomplishments in my life, then me without any of that is just. Like I feel like a loser if I don't, as I am right now, if I don't have something to show for myself, basically, and I feel like I haven't done anything.
And when you had those things, did you feel like a winner?
Well, no, I felt lonely when the times that I did have it.
So when you had all those things that you should, what you think made you, that you don't have, you feel like a loser, but you had those things, and you still didn't feel like a winner. Why not?
Well, what has happened was,
why do you feel like a winner when you had those things?
Why didn't I? Because I don't know why. Honestly, I still just felt. I just still felt bad about myself, and then I would start using again, and then I would lose everything, and then I would just basically repeat that cycle over and over again. And
so you had those things that made you what you think a person should have to feel like a winner, but when you had them, you didn't feel like a winner. It didn't work. Why do you think getting those things again would make you feel like a winner?
I really don't even know why I believe that. Maybe it's just from believing a bunch of lies from growing up in LA. And I wish I didn't believe that, to be honest with you. I wish I didn't have that constant pressure and anxiety over me all the time to have to do that.
So but, why don't you stop believing it? You know it doesn't work. When you had those things, you still felt like a loser. You were lonely, things were not working. And when you don't have those things, you still feel like a loser. Why don't you give up this idea of being a winner? Why don't you just live your life?
I guess because I keep thinking that maybe I just didn't do it right, and if I just try again, I'll do it a little bit differently, and this time it will work out.
And who is causing you to think that way?
Well, after listening to you, that's just the devil in my head telling me that.
You're not sure about that? I want you to think about this, Jonah. You've had all those things to make you feel like a winner. You worked hard. You got those things. You had them. And yet, you were lonely. You didn't feel like a winner. Then you lost those things because when you were a winner, you went back on drugs. So you lost all those things. And now you think that in your lostness, you're thinking, oh, if I had those things back, I would feel like a winner. What would happen if you just stopped believing in winning or losing? There's no such thing as a winner. There's not one winning person on earth. Is it a loser? An illusion. There's no such thing as a winner or a loser. Why not stop thinking both ways? Why do you have to think that way?
I mean, I guess I don't have to. I don't know how to stop thinking that way. If I could turn it off and just not care at all about that and just live my life like you said, I think I would feel much better.
So why don't you do it then? Because if you think you're a winner, you're going to think you're a loser. If you think you're a loser, you're going to think you're a winner. And neither way is going to work. But if you didn't think either way, then life would work. Why don't you just let all that go?
So what do I do when I let it go and then I start, in my head starts spinning, and then how do I not just, because then I start feeling like a loser. Like, oh, you know, I failed. I couldn't make it. I had to give it all up because.
And so who feel like a loser? Who are you?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know. After listening to you, I'm really just beginning to look at that differently and see that the thoughts are popping up in my head, but they're not me. It's just something my brain is producing. But then who am I? I don't know. I really don't know.
So if you know that you don't know, why do you say, I feel like a loser or I feel like a winner? Who are you talking about? And who is telling you that you're a winner or a loser? Who's talking to whom? Why do you call yourself a loser when you don't even know who you are? Who are you calling a loser or a winner?
Honestly, I'm just going based on the feelings.
And are you your feelings?
I don't know. It sounds like from listening to you, no, but that's new information to me. I will trust you and say, no, I'm not my feelings, but it feels like I'm my feelings because I feel my feelings.
And so, I know what you mean. But let me ask, so what does a winner feel like?
A winner feels like he's good. I don't know what a winner feels like. He feels good that when he wakes up in the morning, he knows that he is living his life to the best of his ability, and he's not settled or sacrificed or given up on something because he just felt that he didn't take the easy route, did what needed to be done to live to his fullest potential.
And does a winner need drugs?
Absolutely not.
And does a winner feel lonely?
No, I think a winner is someone who is really.
So why did you feel lonely as a winner? Why did you feel lonely? When you were a winner, why were you feeling lonely?
I mean, because I wasn't a winner, you know, at that point. I still, like I said, I mean, I just keep thinking, well, maybe I just need to do it a little bit differently. I just need to stay sober a little bit longer, but keep chasing the same things I was chasing. And if I can just hold on to it a little bit longer, then it will all be fine. But it's like now 10 years later, it's just ridiculous. And
does a loser feel lonely?
Yeah.
And so so a winner have the same feeling that a loser has?
No.
But you felt lonely as a winner. You still felt lonely. You still go back to drugs, right?
Right.
And no, as a loser, you feel lonely and you still go to drugs, right?
Right.
So what's the difference between a winner and a loser?
I mean, according to the way I've been living, nothing really, because they've both been the same thing.
So why you keep doing the same thing over and over? Why don't you drop the idea of being a winner or a loser? What would happen if you drop the idea of being a winner or a loser? What would happen?
That would be a big relief.
So why don't you do seconds, that?
Because when I just let go of it, it just appears again, and
from
it just
where?
Convinces me.
From where?
In my head.
And where does it come from to enter into your head? Where does that come from?
I mean, I guess my brain.
Your brain don't produce thoughts. Your brain make the body function. Where are those thoughts coming from?
I don't know.
Why do you call them my thoughts? You call them your thoughts. Why? Would you ever make yourself feel like a winner or a loser? Will you ever say that? Will you ever make yourself feel that way, winner or loser? Or would you ever make yourself think that way?
No. If I could just choose, I would just put it all off and not worry about it.
And so, since it's not your choice, why don't you put it all off and don't think about it? Why don't you let those thoughts go, winner thought or loser thought? Why don't you just let them pass, knowing that they're not your thoughts?
I guess I'm just not convinced of that yet, but I want to be, and I'm willing to be convinced of that, and that's part of why I'm calling you.
And why don't you? What will it take to convince you of that?
I think the only thing will be if I just decide to do it, and then just keep doing it until I can see more objectively.
So why don't you do that then? Can you get across a bridge to the other side of the road without crossing the bridge? Or will you have to just sit there and think about crossing the bridge?
No, I would have to cross it.
So why don't you just do this then? Stop believing the thoughts. Identify with it. Why don't you just do it? You've heard me say it. And the way you're doing it is not working. Why don't you just do it? Can you hold for a minute?
Yeah.
Hold on. 888-7753-773. Two more hours ago. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
The way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
Quick. Coral reefs are getting bleached. Be scared. Be mad. Because it's climate change. What a mess. And Russia, Ukraine, there's a war going on, if you don't know. It's been going on for years now. At least it seems like a couple years, maybe close to three. And Trump says Zelensky doesn't want peace. Wow. He doesn't want to surrender. You got to surrender. And Trump and Kristi Noem want to eliminate FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management something association, maybe. This is the end of hour one of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, April 24th, A.D., 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, either on your cell phone or on your old school phone during Hake News, Not Fake News, or old school phone during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers and listeners and super chatters. We will get to all of your stuff. And we have more great stories on the way. Very nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports warming oceans have caused the worst coral reef bleaching event in recorded history, which is not that long. According to a new report, harmful bleaching, they call it harmful bleaching, has grown to include 84% of the ocean's reefs. Wow. It's not clear when the crisis, they're calling it a crisis, when it will end. Last year was supposedly Earth's hottest year on record, and the record is not that long, by the way, I don't think. And most of that heat went into the oceans, say they. Such high temperatures are deadly to corals, which protect coastlines from erosion and storms, they say. Coral reefs are also known as the rainforests of the sea because they support high levels of biodiversity. They don't care about that. We're looking at something that's completely changing the face of our planet and the ability of our oceans to sustain lives and livelihoods, exclaims Mark Eakin, E-A-K-I-N, who's a corresponding secretary for the International Coral Reef Society. Sounds like he has a special interest in this. Although efforts are underway to conserve and restore the coral, scientists say it's essential that we reduce emissions from burning fossil fuels that are warming the planet. What a mess, huh? These people with their solutions. Give me a break. Hours after our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, meanwhile, in reality, in the real reality, Trump launched that fresh tirade against the Ukrainian unchristian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, and accused him of harming the peace talks, Russia launched a deadly wave of attacks on Kiev. Drone and missile strikes killed at least nine people and wounded more than 70 others in the Ukrainian so-called capital early this morning. Rescue teams still searching for people who are believed to be trapped under the rubble of one home that was destroyed in the blasts. As part of the proposed peace deal to end the war, the U.S. suggested that the Ukraine recognize Russian control of the Crimea, a supposedly Ukrainian peninsula that Ukraine recognized, that was supposedly illegally annexed by the Kremlin under Obama more than 10 years ago in 2014 by the Kremlin. Volodymyr Zelensky stated that Ukraine could not accept that condition because doing so goes against his country's constitution. Oh, Lord. Cares about the constitution, claims he. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said Zelensky's position was, quote, very harmful to the peace negotiations with Russia. You got to accept reality, Volodymyr Zelensky. You can't be all pushing that mess. Come on, you got to work with us. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Hour two.
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Okay, folks, I hear that the phones are working now. Technology is a mess, but all is well. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. I've never heard anyone ask this question before. I guess because I'm black and slow, I want to know. Why do you need a pope? Why do you need a pope? Why do you need a pope? Finally, why do you need a pope? You can, if you're busy, you don't have to miss out on the show because you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing, working out or whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast. But you can be listening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. No, not Friday. My bad. The time's going by fast enough already. I don't need to rush it. It's not Friday, but it is Thursday. And as a result of that, every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
100%. President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't... They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. You know what's so interesting to me? Listen to this. You read the Bible. The Word. And then the Word. In the beginning, that was the Word. The Word was God, and God was the Word in the beginning. You read the Bible, sun up and sun down, day in. Do you know that some people read the Bible 3 and 4 times through, all the way through, and they still come out on the other side dumb and lost? And they read the Bible 3, 4 times, 2 times, 5 times, 1 time, and they still come out lost, dumb. Think about that. I want to go back to Jonah, but I want you to smoke on this. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, but whatever you want to talk about, I want you to think about this. In the Bible, we are told, yes, Jesus passed through Jericho. Now I'm playing. But in the Bible, we are told all thoughts are all lies all the time. Not in those words, but we are told Your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. And we are told, bring every thought, every one of them, into captivity. They're not yours and they're not mine. Bring them all into captivity. And what do? You read the Bible. You go to church. You hold up a hand. You preach to other people with and about the Bible. You even go around the world saving black people with the Bible. And yet you're lost. You go right into your imagination. And you live there. And you're miserable there. But yet you live there. And the Bible told you your thoughts are not yours. Why are you believing them? You still believe them. You believe the ups and the downs, the good and the bad, and the right and the wrong. And you believe that you cannot have perfect peace. I'm blown away by that. Oh, the Lord saved me from drugs, they say. I was an alcoholic, and I went to the Lord, and the Lord saved me from alcoholic. And I went right back into my thoughts, they say. I'm still miserable, they say. For my thoughts are not yours. My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declared God. It said Yahweh, whatever. That's from Isaiah 55. But what you do, you believe thoughts. What's wrong with you? I want to go back to Jonah. And Jonah is trying to decide if he should go to yet another rehab center, this time over in Israel. Jonah.
Yes, sir.
I mean Jonas, not Jonah.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you the same guy that was in the belly of the whale?
Yeah, same guy. Same guy. That was me. I was like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to go back to the bottom of the ocean.
So, Jonah, why don't you drop the thoughts and don't think of it yourself as a failure or success?
So when that thought comes up, what would I do then?
Just watch it and do nothing with it. Don't call it you. Don't identify with it. Don't fight with it. Don't run away from it. Don't do anything but watch it. And watching it will destroy it. But if you fight with it or try to, if it tells you that you're a loser, now you got to work hard to be a success. Or if it tells you if you're a success, now you're afraid of becoming a loser. If you didn't listen to either one of those ways, you would be free. You would not have a battle going on. All you have to do is just watch those thoughts. So how what?
So how does anything get done? If I'm just not, I mean, how do I make any decision to do anything?
Is anything getting done with you making decisions like this? Are you getting better or worse?
Progressively worse.
So why don't you stop making the decision about that and just become the observer? Why don't you try and see what happens? Just, you know what, this time I'm not going to believe the thoughts. I'm just going to stay present and live my life. Why don't you give that a try to see what happens, since the way you're doing it is not happening? It's not helping.
I'm going to do that.
That was a question.
Oh, I've always just gotten into like this sort of panic of, well, you know, I have to plan, I have to figure things out, I have to make decisions, and if I don't make this plan and figure things out, then, you know, my life's never going to happen. And even though I've gotten it wrong so far, I just have to keep trying until I get it right.
But there's not one person on earth who have tried to get life right and they got it right. You can't do that. It doesn't work for anyone. When you say you try to get it right, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Jonas.
And what is a, again, in a right, what is a right life in your mind?
So it would be that I have a strong connection with God, that I have a job that I go to, that I financially support myself, that I don't feel bad all the time, that I'm sober. It's really the number one on the list. And that I'm happy, that I actually want, I want to be alive, that I like the life that I have, that I don't feel like
you should go to work. God gave you the ability to provide for yourself on earth. He gave you the mindset to go to work, make some money,
right,
buy a house, save some or whatever, right? But not so for you to live, not by for you to live by that way or get an identity from it. It's just an outside world. It's not who you are. You're not the outer world.
So that's kind of, I guess, my question to you is, should I just, you know, follow your advice and go to work, or do I go to this treatment center in Israel and kind of just go there and start over from there?
What made you think that going to another rehab center? You've been to several, according to you, rehab centers in the United States. Why do you think going to another rehab center in Israel going to help you?
I really don't know. I just think that, like, nothing I've been doing has been working. So that's the only reason.
So another rehab center is not going to be able to work. It's just another rehab center, even though it's in Israel. It's just in a different location, but it's the same thing. Your problems are not outwardly. Your problems are inwardly. They're in your thoughts. You believe your thoughts and emotions. And as long as you obey them, they're going to always make you, influence you to make the wrong decision. And when you make that wrong decision, they're going to laugh at you. And while they're laughing, you're going to be crying. And then while you're crying, they're going to tell you another thing to do. You're going to follow that. And they're going to laugh at you again. As long as you're listening to thoughts, they're setting you up to laugh at you. Because none of them will ever work.
That's been my experience. I agree.
Are you an alcoholic, you said, or a drug addict?
Drugs.
You're a drug addict?
Yeah.
Oh. And what type of drugs you use?
Heroin.
Oh, are you Jewish?
Yeah.
A Jew or heroin? What the?
I know. It's
how
it's
you going to control the world and you high?
No, there's no possible way. There's no possible way. Now, what about just about because there is a place that is more local that could be a shorter period of time just to sort of get clean, not necessarily to uproot my entire life and go start over somewhere else. But what do you think about something like that? Like 30 days just to get everything out of my system. And then continue and just basically go back to work, but under, you know, going more with what you said listening to my thoughts.
What would happen if right now you never gave in to another suggestion from thoughts to do heroin? If you just give in to it, did not give in to it, what would happen?
I would probably go through some type of withdrawal, and then if I made it through that, I would find a job, and then I would just go to work.
Why did you do that? Then,
I know that's what has been.
That was a question. Why don't you just do that?
I mean, I feel like every time I try to do that, I give in to my thoughts.
Why don't you stop? So why don't you stop? When the thought comes, the temptation comes to do some heroin. Oh, Jonas, you're lonely right now. Why don't you just pop a little heroin and feel better? What would happen if you didn't obey that and just dealt with the loneliness and realize that there's no such thing as loneliness? That's an illusion, too.
I mean,
I asked,
probably.
Go ahead.
Yeah, probably I'd begin to feel better.
So why would you do that, man?
I have to. Okay, I mean, I'm gonna do that.
No, I asked, why don't you do that? Why don't you just do that? Why don't you work on you rather than looking on the outside for the answer? The answers are not outside of you. They're inside of you because all of your issues are inside of you. They're in your imagination, in your emotions, and the emotion in the body. But they're not you. Why don't you work on you, the not you, by being aware of the not you?
I guess I just really haven't been taking things seriously enough or been willing to not be a victim and helpless. And up until now, really, I haven't been really seeing it that way. And that's, I think the only thing that's been stopping me is just living in self-doubt and living in this sort of like giving into my thoughts to just, you know, basically waste my life away. And I haven't been willing to just make a final decision to say no to all of my thoughts, that all thoughts are lies, and just period. And not
so you're not ready to
that.
Be free then. You're pretending. So you're going to another rehab and pretend that you want to be free, and you're looking on the outside for the answer as though the rehab has the answer, and it doesn't.
Right.
Because you may stop doing heroin, but you're still going to be lonely. You're still going to be lost. You're still going to feel like a loser because they're
right.
Just thoughts and feelings. They're not real.
So I think you're right. I have been just pretending. I've just been like the boy who cries wolf, basically talking about it.
So I asked before the break, if there's a bridge and you need to get from one side of the road to the other one, by crossing the bridge, the only way you can get across to the other side, you got to walk across the bridge. But you sit there, you think, you stand there, you're looking at the bridge, and you're looking across to the other side of the road, and you're standing there thinking, oh, what if I can't walk across? What if, I'll try later? Or how would you ever get on the other side of the road without walking across the bridge?
I never would. And it's,
so
it's
why
like
don't
people,
you just, why don't, you like what?
Well, and my life so far has been people asking me that, and I just been saying, yeah, I understand. I should walk across the bridge. I should go over there. Once I get over there, things will be much better. And that's, it's just been the discussion of crossing the bridge.
And so likewise, you should stop believing thoughts, walk across the bridge, and see what happens. Why don't you do it? This time, I'm not going to believe thoughts. I'm going to do the silent prayer. I'm going to become the observer of thoughts, but I am not my thoughts. I'm not going to call them me. I'm not going to identify with them. And why don't you do it just to see what happens? Why don't you doubt the thoughts and see what happens?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I don't have any reason not to do it at this point. And
then don't assume that when you watch these thoughts and stop giving them to the suggestion of or doing cocaine or whatever you're doing, don't assume you're going to have withdrawals. Have no assumption. Always have a wait-and-see attitude. You may not feel anything about it. You may be just done with it. But don't have this assumption that, if I don't do it, if I do stop, I'm going to have the withdrawal and go through that. You've been told that from the world, and now you're assuming that, and you're going to be expecting that to happen. Why don't you have a wait and see?
Wait and see. Okay. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
That was a question.
Oh, I never considered doing that, honestly. I just never thought about thinking about it that way. I just, you know, my head said this is what's going to happen, and I just believed it, and that was it.
Well, it's time to stop, if you want to be free of all ego, because loneliness, suicidal thoughts, calling yourself a drug addict or alcoholic or anything, or saying that you want to be a successful person or non-successful person, all those things are ego. They're of the devil. They're dark. They're not you. And that's the thing that you must die from. You must overcome by not identifying with them so you can have life, real life. And in real life, all you have to do is live. There's no war. There's nothing to fight with or to fight against. You just live your life. Let it happen. You'll be fine.
And what about finding a job? Like,
go out and find a job.
Because, like, right now, let's say, for example, my resume, it isn't 100% accurate. You know, like, I have gaps in my resume for treatments and stuff, but I'll extend, like, being at a job longer. Is that like, something that's just another product of my thoughts?
Jonah.
Yeah.
You need to find a job.
Okay.
I'm asking.
Yeah, well, now I do.
Go look for a job? Why do you need to think about all that? Why don't you say, oh, you know what? I got to get a job. Make a decision. The decision is, I got to get a job. Go looking for the job and everything else going to work itself out. Why do you need to worry about that rather than just going looking for a job? It's like trying to buy a house and you say, oh, I'm going to go buy a house. Then the next thought, oh, I don't know how I'm going to pay for the house. I can't pay for the house. How am I going to get a house? And then coming up with all that going to stop you from looking for the house. Because when you find the house, you're going to be able to pay for the house. But if you think about paying for the house, you're never going to find the house because you're thinking about paying for the house. It's like looking for a job. You know you need a job. Go and look for a job without thinking about what's going to happen when I get the job or if I don't get the job. Why not just look for the job and see what happens? Everything else,
okay.
You will see what to do next. You coming over, oh, I got to find a job. What about my resume? Oh, I got to go. But I lied like this. Why are you doing that? Why don't you live a single-minded life rather than double-minded?
It's just been in fear that not having any faith, and that's been it. Just not having any faith. But I mean, seriously, the last couple weeks I've been listening to you and I went to, you know, religious school in Israel for a long time. None of it really made any sense. But since listening to you, a lot of things that I've learned have been able to see it from a different perspective. And so that's been really, really great as well. And so I think that, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do what you're saying. And I've never looked at it that way before. I've never thought of it that way before. And I've just been helpless basically my whole life. And not realizing that was just a big, just me believing lies that my head was producing or that thoughts were coming from somewhere. And I'm just going to do one thing at a time, you know?
And Jonah, you don't need faith to live. You just need to live. Life is already happening. And it doesn't need you to believe in it. It just needs you to live it. It's already done. It's finished. It just needs you to live it. It doesn't need you to believe. So don't try to make yourself believe in it. You just live. Doubt the thoughts and emotion and just live. Don't be double-minded. Make a decision. Do that decision, and one decision will lead to another and another and another on its own. It doesn't need your help.
Okay. I will do that.
Have you forgiven your mother and father?
I have.
You told them?
I have. I did tell them. Okay. My mom started crying, of course.
When she's crying, she's lying.
She's lying. Man, as soon as she started, I was like, here we go. And then she said, next thing she said was, how dare you? How dare you? I was like, okay. But I forgave her, and my dad, I forgave him, and that's been helpful. It's been very helpful.
Are you doing a silent prayer every morning and night?
No, I have not been.
Babe.
So I'll add that.
Babe. Oh, beta. Listen, do what you want. I'm not telling you to go to Israel or not, but what I am encouraging you to do, I want to encourage you to do the silent prayer, practice watching those thoughts. Don't call them you. You can call them it. Oh, I see it. It's trying to make me doubt myself. I see it. It want me to be emotional. I see it. It want me to be angry. Don't call it you, so you can stop identifying with an illusion, and the real you will be made clear to you eventually. But the real you have no problems, no issues, no concerns, no worries, no doubt, no anything. The real you is free, and you are it's so amazing. The real you have no problem. You're fighting with the not you. It's the not you that you are calling yourself a drug addict, calling yourself this and worried about that. That's the not you. The ego is the one with all the problems. The real you have no problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
So overcome the fake you by being aware of the fake you. You're not your thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Okay.
The good ones and the bad ones. And so in closing, the next time the thought come to do the drug thing, right? It's like, oh,
yeah.
You're lonely. Oh, you don't have a job. Here, hit this pipe. I want you to watch it and don't do it. Do not do it. And then watch how those things in your mind and the emotions are going to start screaming. Yeah, oh, you can't live without this. You need this. Hit this, you're going to feel so much better. Oh, you got to have it. And don't do it. And then you're going to like, come on, you got to have it. Blah, 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 whatever it tells you. And then you find yourself giving into it. Don't do it. But let's say you do it. It gets so strong that it's trying to make you do it, you just find yourself being weak. If you find yourself doing it, try not to, but if you find yourself doing it, don't judge it. Be aware of yourself going over to wherever your drug is located, next to your bed or wherever. Be aware of yourself going there to pick it up. Be aware of yourself picking it up. Be aware of yourself putting it in the pipe. Be aware of you lighting it up. And be aware of yourself taking that first hit. Be aware of it. Don't be unconscious. And it's the awareness that would take it away from you. It would take away the appetite. I promise you that. But if you like, oh, look at me. I'm a drug addict. Oh, God, I thought I was done with this. I said I would never do this again. I'm a loser. If you start judging yourself, which is a false self, all you're doing is giving life to the illusion, and you're going to find yourself doing it even more so. Don't have an opinion about it.
Okay.
Try not to do it, but don't judge yourself if you do.
Got you. Okay. Thank you very much. I really, really appreciate that, and I'm going to be doing that.
And so work on the false self. Know thyself. Become aware of the thoughts and the feelings. Don't call them you. Feelings are not from God. The good ones or the bad ones are evil. Stop identifying with that. Do the silent prayer. Practice being present. And let me know how it goes.
Okay, I will. I definitely will. Thank you.
I don't know where you are in L.A., but we have fellowship every Sunday morning for all people. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting start at 11. And the first Thursday of the month for men only. So you're definitely welcome to. We love the Jews, so you're welcome. We have some Jews there. And so feel free to come and fellowship. And you're going to get so much help.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. I know where it is over there. I found Pico or something.
Yes.
I was looking it up.
But if you don't come, you still work on yourself and let me know how it goes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Back in a moment, 888-77-JESSE.
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters. It should be, anyhow, you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Men and women, boys and girls, men and women, I want you to know, it's Papa Thumper Thursday, so thumping. You are free. All your sins have been wiped away. You're sin free. But you're claiming to be sinners. And because you're claiming it, you identify with it, you're living it out unnecessarily. The only thing that you need to do at this point in life is to admit that in your heart, not the blood-pumping heart, in your spirit, your mind, you're evil. All of your thoughts are evil. The good ones and the bad ones are evil. And it's making you do evil things to yourself and to others. You are playing God. It makes you judge. It makes you make decisions. It causes you to come up with ideas that you think are your own. It causes you to look for love and you never find it. It causes you to have suicidal thoughts. It causes you to say you're a loser. And then when you get a few material things, it tells you that you're a winner. It tells you, you know what, you'll build a better life. If you go and get married, have children, you'll be a better parent. They're all lies. And then you get married, and you start making children, you catch nothing but hell. You and the wife screw up the children because you're not at peace. You need to realize, if you want, the real you are free, but you got to drop the Godship. You got to stop playing God. You cannot be judging with your thoughts, your eyes, your words, your emotions, your little gestures you make about yourself and others, look at. He thinks he's better than everybody. You got to live, and you can live a thought-free life with no judgment, no plans, no ideas. Just live your life, and life will happen. It really will, but you got to stop playing God. You got to stop being angry and judging. Anger is hatred. Hatred separates you from God. All people, all, there's not one who has anger are separated from the light. You're separated from life itself, and you call life, you call death life. Anyway, listen, check out my books. Amazing books. Just amazing, if I must say so myself. This will be my first book, From Rage to Responsibility. And after that, Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America, and they're still doing it. and a little pocket guide that we use for our entrepreneur program, and yet you can use it for whether you have a job or a business, 7 guaranteed steps to family financial success guide. Just 7 steps. I've been using them forever, and they work if you do them. And last but not least, the antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. The antidote. It is a powerful book. They all are. But this one's like, bring it home. And I will sign them. And while you're at it, get some Punch's coffee. You know what? I'm going to sit back and read Punch's book. I might as well have some Punch's coffee with it. Punch's coffee is amazing. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Merch and everything is there. rebuildingtheman.com/store or jesseleepeterson.shop. All right? And with the coffee, every dime goes back to my nonprofit. Thank you all for your support as well. I appreciate your super chats and your donations. We got a lot of work to do. And thank you, especially those I don't have to ask for help, because you're like, hey, Jesse, you help me. I'm helping you to help others. And when you do it quietly, you are rewarded secretly as well. God will reward you. What you put out will come back. Thank you to the band. I want to go quickly to Stuart out of Maryland. He's been waiting a long time. Stuart, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Great day in the morning. Jesse Lee Peterson, how are you, sir?
All this well, Stuart.
Jesse, I got 3 things to hit. The Pope.
Are you a first-time caller?
No. We spoke before.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
But I have some good news. But I don't know if you want to hit the mama or the Pope. What you want to hit first?
I want, because of time, the one that's most important to you.
Well, the most important to me, real quick, in 2014, long before I had found you, I found you a year ago. I tried to get with my mama and sit down and say, look, we need to talk. You need to get your ex-husband, my daddy, and my stepsister. All 3 of us need to sit down and talk. Well, oh, my goodness, I told them that. You would have thought I had poured hot coals in their lap. And she told me, she said, I will never relive the past for you or anyone else another day again.
Did you tell her what you wanted to talk about?
I told all 3 of them. No, I told all 3 of them, we really need to sit down and talk even though they're divorced and it's my half-sister, they still family, and we need to talk because everything was so broken. Nobody wanted to speak to one another. But anyway, last week, I listened to you in the morning because you can hit me with some wisdom. I'm on the East Coast between like 9 o'clock. I listened to you for about a half hour, 45 minutes, and you hit me with some wisdom to just start the day and make me feel good. And about 2 weeks ago, I listened to you, and I said, you know what? She's 84 years old. I ain't spoke to her in 10 years. I'm calling my mama. And I called her up. It was hard. I ain't going to be honest. I mean, it was hard. I'm a man, but it was hard.
And what was hard about calling her after 10 years?
For the hell in her. The hell, because I know the hell in her. I know how she abused me as a child. Shell-shocked.
And so you called her? Go ahead.
So I called her up the week before Thanksgiving week, and I called her up, and I asked her, will you talk to me? And she said, yeah, I'll talk to you. So I told her, I said, look, I've resented you ever since I was a little boy. You kept me from my daddy. And I went on to talk, and she said, no, wait a minute. She said, how did I keep you from your daddy? And I said, well, in Delaware, at a certain age, if the non-custodial parents ask for visitation, the child can take the stand and say whether he wants to see that person or not. That's just the way they do things in Delaware. My daddy was retired Coast Guard. He was living in Delaware. So we got subpoenaed to Delaware. Well, the whole way up there from Virginia, she told me, I will make your life a living hell. If you tell that judge you want to see your daddy, I will make your life hell.
Your mother told you that?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I think you had to be either 8 or 10. I don't know the age in Delaware, but what they would do, instead of letting the parents make the decision about visitation, they would let the child say what he wanted to do. Well, she it took 2 hours to get to Delaware, and the whole way she had the fear. I mean, she just put fear in me about what she was going to do to me if I told that judge I wanted to see my daddy. Well, of course I wanted to see my daddy. And I had resented her my whole life, and I told her this. Well, she didn't remember. She didn't remember being subpoenaed. And I said, well, would it make any difference if I go to Delaware and look through that microfiche from the 70s and find out and prove it to you? I said, you know, what would that matter? Anyway, we talked and talked and talked for a little while. But anyway, I just want you to know the weight that was lifted off of me when I made that phone call. And yeah. I want your listeners to know this.
Yeah.
When I made that phone call and told her that I had resented her and I forgive her, I didn't even know that I was carrying the weight. I knew I was carrying something, but I didn't know it was that heavy. And I just have to say thank you, brother. I'm almost got goose pimples up and down my legs right now. I appreciate it. Brother, you freed me, and I don't know how to thank you. I'm 56, 57, 58. I don't know, but I live with a big ego. I mean, I was 6 foot tall, broad shoulders. The women liked me. I had a terrible big ego.
Yeah.
And I have dropped the ego. I've been doing the silent prayer continuously. I say continuously. I'm exaggerating, at least twice a day. And you can do it anywhere. You can do it riding in the car. People don't even need to know what you're doing. You can
right.
You can do the silent prayer.
Yeah.
So you can do it waiting at the doctor's office, sitting in the room. The people don't need to know what you're doing. So with that being said, I just have to thank you, brother, because you freed something that I've had on me since I was 12 years old, 8 years old, 9 years old. And I don't know how to thank you. I tried to call you last week and send you a message for Easter, just the straight fact that I love you, Jesse Lee. But I think they thought that I meant that I love you like I love a rock band, or, oh, I'm all excited about Jesse Lee. No, man, I love you, brother. That's what I was trying to get a message to you. You
why
may have
you,
heard it. Or,
why did you think they thought that?
What, that?
That like that, a rock band, yeah. They didn't understand what you meant. Why do you think that?
I just got the feeling because, I don't know, I just got the feeling. One dude answered the phone and tried to get me to give some money to give a super chat. I said, look, I'm just trying to get a message on Easter weekend that I love Jesse Lee. But the way I said it, I think they just thought, well, I love a Mercedes-Benz or I love a BMW.
Well, they should make that decision, so I'll correct that. Sorry about that. But listen.
I love that from, I mean, I'm talking about from my heart, brother. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
Right
I love
on.
You. I ain't met you, but I love you. With that being said, I'd like to jump on the Pope real quick if we got time, if we can.
Let me tell you this. I want to encourage you to stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, right? Make sure you stay with the silent prayer. Practice being present at all times. The more you practice being present, rather than going into your imagination, to your head, thinking about the past or the future and all that, the more practice being present, eventually it will become the norm to be present rather than lost in the illusion of a past or a future. And I have to tell you, Stuart, you have not seen anything yet. Eventually, you're going to live a life of no thoughts, and everything will be clear for you. It's just going to work out. It's going to be amazing. So it will get better, man. You stay with it.
There's one negative, though, to the silent prayer and everything, that all of the teachings that you've taught me. There's one negative.
Okay.
People feel that I'm not showing the proper emotion when they come in the house and talk about so-and-so said this to them at work, or, oh, they all worked up because somebody did something or the other, and I don't show no emotion because it's all meaningless to me.
How is that a negative?
To them, I'm not showing the proper amount of emotion.
But it doesn't matter. You will get to the point. It doesn't matter what they feel or what they think. That's their
hell. I really don't care.
Oh, okay.
It's painful for them because I'm not showing them the proper amount of emotion. They think I don't care. It's not that I don't care. It's just that I'm in another place.
Yes.
That you freed me to a point where none of that stuff, I don't even want to hear all that chitter chatter about what happened to so-and-so and so-and-so said this and did that and
absolutely,
did the other. I don't even want to hear it. But real quick, I got real quick now. I know you're pressed for time. But
yes.
The Pope, they say in the Bible that Jesus appointed Peter to run his first church. And the Catholics come along and say that the Pope is a successor to Peter all the way down the line. But I have to say this, and I'm going to say it, and I'm probably going to hurt some people's feelings.
So
you
are responding to my biblical question. Why do you need a pope? Go ahead.
I don't need him. I don't even believe in the Catholic Church. Look, the Bible says that, look, Jesus said to only pray to his Father. He didn't say to pray to Mary.
But,
he didn't say to pray to all these saints.
Because of time, what were you about to say about Peter and the Pope? What were you about to say about that?
I'm simply saying that I think the whole Catholic religion is a farce. There's a billion of them on earth. They're not praying to their father. They're praying to Mary. They're praying to saints that aren't even in the Bible. And my heart bleeds out to the Catholics because I really don't believe they're going to find that little narrow path. You're not supposed to pray to there's no saints in the Bible. Where do they get all these saints from? But anyway, another story. Enough of that. Can I ask you a question? I know you're pressed for time, but can I ask you a question?
Real fast.
Where did you learn what you're teaching?
From within.
From within. You're saying you didn't have a mentor, that you're saying that this came from within.
From within.
Forgive your mother. Forgive your father.
I asked God. I heard someone say that you need to forgive. I've been hearing about forgiveness all my life, but I asked God to let me see what was wrong with me because I didn't know myself. I didn't know
why
I was emotional. I didn't know why I had fear. I didn't.
Right.
And so I finally asked God.
Right.
So, now that I'm telling you this, I can honestly tell you, Stuart, there
has
not been one time in my whole life on earth that I've asked God for something and it didn't happen. It has always happened. It's mind blowing. But I asked him to let me see what was wrong with me. Why did I have fear? Why was I so emotional? And he allowed me to see that it was resentment, and that resentment was keeping me away from him.
That's right.
And that I resented my mother and who resented my father and tried to keep me away from him. And everything changed.
And just like you've said so many times, my father couldn't handle the hell in my mother, so he just stayed away.
Absolutely.
He couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
Well, look, I know you're pressed for time, and I can feel it. We can talk.
Have you forgiven your father?
Yes, sir. We've had a talk. The mother was the last one, and I don't know that I'll talk to her again, but you told me before that don't matter either. You did what you were supposed to do, and if she don't want to hear from you no more, then there's nothing you can do.
Right.
Am I right?
Absolutely.
Huh?
Absolutely.
That's her bag at this point, not mine.
Leave her in her hell. You can't do anything about it. It's not even your it's not your issue. Just like God leave everybody in their misery if they don't want out. He just leave them there. He's like, oh, okay.
And she is alone. Look, Jesse Lee, she just spent 10 years not speaking to a blood family relative till I called her last week.
Nice.
That's the type of hell. Now, that's hell. Hell.
Yeah, well, let her die in her own hell, in her own misery.
And the daddy too. He didn't like it either. He didn't like that either. You didn't protect me from my mother, and he didn't want to hear that either. Well, I told him. I said you were a Mason. You could have got a Masonic lawyer and got me out of there.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to hear none of that either.
Yeah. That's
so you're saying
him.
don't look for them to reciprocate. Move on.
Absolutely.
You're saying move on.
Absolutely. Christ came to divide you from your mother and your father, to divide evil from good, good from evil. So you're doing fine. You don't need them. Just wish them well.
Well, sure.
Don't be angry at them. They can't help it.
Well, look, I owe you, brother, and I don't know how. I mean, you talk about buying some coffee and buying this and buying that and whatnot, but I owe you in a way that I don't know how to pay you.
You pay it by living it. Be an example.
All right, brother.
Thank you, man.
I'm going to spread the word.
Yes, yes. Let people know.
And tell everybody that'll listen to me.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. Jesse, I appreciate it, brother. I don't know how to tell you. I hope you can hear it in my voice.
I do.
You talk to enough people.
I do.
Hope you hear it.
I do.
Brother,
hear it.
I appreciate it. I love you just like you were my brother. Well, you are my brother, but I mean, I love you just like we grew up as brothers together. I want you to know that.
Absolutely. Don't impose it on people, but be the light. And if they want to know, hey, how do I overcome this? And you point them the right way. But if they don't want to hear, let them suffer. Don't even
let them stay in their misery.
Absolutely.
You know what I've started telling these people around the house here? Y'all are living in your imagination what you're doing. That's your imagination messing with you. I tell them that all the time, and then they look at me crazy. You know?
They're like, what the?
What? Yeah, but they're living in their imagination and constantly living in the imagination.
I got it,
the imagination.
Sure.
I know you do, brother.
Call me again, though, all right?
Look, love you. Love you, Jesse.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Take care, brother.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Stay with it, man. Really, it gets better. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Sterling, the Pope ain't ticked. He dead.
He dead. May his soul rest in peace.
Indeed. Eric, three coffees. Jesse, to the question, do you make decisions? No, my ego makes decisions. He who hesitates is lost. Thinking is hesitation. I don't think I know God's mind.
Amazing. Thank you.
Todd, Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew yesterday. Army Ann, I'm all I'm saying. Games for Rec, Misty, Kid Combo 1, Wolf 336, Groovy Monkey, CEO of Based, and the rest of the supporters, as always.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. All I am saying is give life a chance. Do they say life or freedom?
Peace.
Oh, you have peace or chance. What the?
Nice.
Thank you all. I appreciate it.
Over on Buy Me a Coffee, someone is now a member. Self-reflection has been the best thing in my 57 years on this earth. Praise be to Jesse. I've been listening long enough, so when I don't get a chance to see the Daily Show for a couple days, I go reaching for a church episode. What the? Thanks, Jesse, from Canada.
Thank you, all the way from Canada. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And it's just going to get better. You're going to see how much the truth loves you. Most people don't know the truth love them. They would say, oh, I know the truth love me. No, you don't. You don't even trust the truth. You stay with it, all right? You haven't seen anything yet. Thank you.
Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife. At the start of having children, Eric stayed at home while I worked.
Babe!
This was before Christ. We were both nice. So miserable, we couldn't stand it. Now that we are following the order of God, God made it all possible for him to work, make plenty of money for all of us, and I stayed home and homeschooled the kids. When you do things in the order of God, God works out the details for you.
Yesterday we had this discussion about should a man live with or marry a woman who make more money than him? And it was very, very interesting. So Julie is responding to that. Thank you, Julie. Amazing. Nice outcome there, too. Right on.
Lloyd. Pete from Alaska, your song is stupendous. I'd love to download it. Please get it out there. It's as deep as an ocean. Much love to you all at the JLP show. Staying with it. Lloyd and Ella Rose, Strong White Arm and Red Rose.
Nice. Thank you. Hopefully Pete can do that. We're going to try to figure out how he can get that song out there.
Anthony says, Bible Thumping Thursday already. What a mess.
What a mess. Thank you.
Sloppy Zog, 16 coffees, very generous.
Sloppy Dog.
Sloppy Zog.
Sloppy All.
Sloppy Zog.
Zog, okay.
Nick Fuentes said last night on his show that he hasn't heard from you in a bit. And then Sloppy's Owl also shares a tip for a guest suggestion. Amazing. Thank you, sir.
Nick. Hey, Nick. We're the owner of Cozy.tv, where Christ is king. Yeah, we're going to have to talk, Nick. I hope you're well. I've just been busy, man. I've been so busy, I'm going to slap your mama. Matter of fact, folks, I got to hire my producer tell me a social media person.
Is that what that is? Yeah. Is that what we need now?
He tell me in my ears. He said I need a social media person because we're so busy, we can't do social media all the way.
Mm.
So if you're interested in being a real social media, you got to have some experience. I ain't got time to be teaching it. So you need experience. If you're interested, send resume or something to producer@jessaleepeterson.com. All right? producer@jessaleepeterson.com. I need a real social media person. You know how to do shorts and all that, and clips and all that. Back in a moment. Thanks for your super chat.
We'll read the rest later.
Yeah.
I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Leo Terrell, a black dude who used to be a liberal debating JLP all the time. Now he's a pro-Trump guy. He's leading the DOJ, the Trump DOJ, Department of Justice. He's like the Civil Rights Division. Oh, Lord. But he's leading the DOJ fight against far-left extremist university Harvard's anti-Semitism. All one word, no hyphen, to make it seem real. Right on, by hook or by crook, we're going to correct Harvard. And Uvalde, remember Uvalde? It's in one of those states like New Mexico-ish area, I forget, or Texas. Texas? Anyway, that shooting, remember that shooting, the school shooting? The families are getting a $2 million settlement. Not $2 million each, probably $2 million spread out very thinly among all the supposed families of the alleged victims of that shooting. And it's a settlement with the city of Uvalde. Didn't know they were that rich. And Simone Biles, World Sportswoman of the Year for 4 years in a row. Simone Biles, that black young lady who's she flips around and does gymnastics. And sometimes she needs a mental health break or whatever. Congratulations. And Santana, pray for Santana. He got sick. He might be doing better now, but he got sick. He canceled the show or something. And male actor. There's this male actor named like Pedro Pascal. He's in some zombie TV show or something. He wore some T-shirt that said Protect the Dolls. Different from Stay With It, Stay With It, Stay With It. And Dolls refers to transgenders, they say, according to the LGBTQ plus so-called community. Learn something new every day. What a mess, huh? And rest in peace to I think he's an NFL Hall of Famer. Is he a Hall of Famer? Steve McMichael. Well, he won a Super Bowl, right? Yeah. Hall of Famer. Whew. Didn't want to give you fake news there. Rest in peace to Steve McMichael. He was from the Chicago Bears or something. Maybe I should stop talking because I'm not sure. And the Palestinian Authority president wants Hamas, pardon the harshness of that sound, to release the hostages. And there's this Canadian farmer who thinks Canada has friends around the world and that America doesn't. Nobody has friends, Mr. Canadian farmer. This is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, April 24th already, A.D. 2025. The lines are full, but you can call in every so often, okay? Going into the final hour of the JLP show for today, okay, the third hour, the third and final hour of the day for JLP. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, you can catch the TheHakeReport.com. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he's live Monday through Thursday. Even though his name is Friday, he takes his Friday to do more stuff. Nice. And then American Anchor Baby after Joel Friday. Very cool. Okay, so Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, as extreme weather events become increasingly damaging and costly, mainly because of communist, liberal, incompetent, corrupt mismanagement of the surrounding area, the Trump administration wants to shift the burden of disaster response from the federal government to the states. I think that's a good idea. 6 months after Hurricane Helene, North Carolina is still trying to recover. There is no try. 6 months after, oh no, I already said that. 4 days into his second term, Trump visited the region of in North Carolina and promised to help with rebuilding. But on April 1st, the CDC team planning to travel to the area to survey residents about their recovery needs, they were fired. Yeah, the Trump administration also denied Arkansas's request for federal aid. In response to a recent outbreak of severe storms and tornadoes that left more than 40 people dead. Both Trump and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem have made it clear they want to eliminate FEMA, get rid of FEMA, which supposedly helps people find temporary housing and provide public assistance, so whatever that is, after natural disasters. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, why do you need a pope? Why do you need a pope? I never understood the pope thing. And when I was growing up down in Sweet Home, Alabama, there were no Catholic church around, right? I only began to see Catholic churches when I moved to Indiana. I lived up there for a while. Then I saw Catholic church. I remember once, speaking of Catholic church, I was on my bicycle up there in Indiana, and I was on the sidewalk riding my bike, and there was this white woman coming out of a Catholic church, and she came out, and she was walking so fast down the, I was on my bike so fast coming down, going down the sidewalk. And she was on that sidewalk, and I ran into the woman and knocked her down. I didn't mean to. I'm like, Lord have mercy. I ran over the woman. I'm like, what the? So I apologized. I stopped and helped her up and apologized. And she accepted. But it was a memory that has stayed with me. Anyway, you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And if you're like running around and you can't listen to the show live right now, you can, what you can do, you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605 615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's the last hour of Thursday now. And every Thursday is, and will always be. Listen, if you didn't hear the first hour of the show today, make sure you do. They have this black pope on there from West Africa, I think. And I like what I heard him say. And I'm going to try to get an interview with him. It was interesting. But anyway, Thursday is, and will always be, Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Are you ready? Are you ready? I don't feel your face. Are you ready?
Hallelujah. Deep. Draw as a bastard. Bible Thumper Thursday. I got to mention this to you. Someone called about this yesterday, and my producer looked into it, and it didn't happen. I had not heard about this story. Apparently, there was a mass shooting down in Mississippi. in March, March 27th, last month, right? Isn't that amazing? And we have not heard anything about it because allegedly it was black people involved in doing it. And when black people commit mass shooting, which they do every day, look at Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, everywhere. Mass shooting all the time. You don't hear anything about it. But according to, and it's called, thank you, caller, for calling, informing us of this yesterday. This is from WAPT. Just in case you're not aware of it, two people have been arrested in connection with a mass shooting in downtown Jackson. That's in Mississippi. Eight people were shot on March 22nd in the area of Pearl and Lamar Street. Watch this.
In court today, we learned that the older brother, Michael, has turned in his badge following this arrest. Meanwhile, his younger brother, Marquavius, is no stranger to law enforcement. We learned that he has been arrested more than a dozen times. Both men were denied bond today, but in court, the public defender representing Michael told the judge that this shooting was in self-defense. This is 21-year-old Marquavius McLeod claiming his innocence not long after finding out. He and his brother, 22-year-old Michael McLeod, are prime suspects in a deadly shooting. The two are being charged with first-degree murder and 6 counts of aggravated assault. When it comes to Michael, at the time of the shooting, he was a police officer with the University of Mississippi Medical Center and also served as a security guard in the United States Air Force. In court, his public defender stated that he would be arguing self-defense. Meanwhile, for Marquavius, this isn't his first run-in with the law. Prosecutors say his criminal record dates back to 2022 and that the 21-year-old has been arrested 13 times for felony crimes. The fatal shooting they're connected to happened around 7 o'clock Saturday night, just hours after the St. Patty's Parade in downtown Jackson.
Amazing. If this is true, and I don't know, what do they think? They're Frank and Jesse James? Remember Jesse James and his brother Frank James, the two outlaws? Two brothers in the same family. And young men. They black. What's wrong with the blacks? What the? I thought they Frank and Jesse James was gone. They are being charged with shooting 7 people and killing one. Watch this from 16 WAPT News.
In all, they're charged with shooting 7 people and killing 21-year-old Cortez George.
They're just throwing their life away. They're throwing their life away. And then one of them got a good job.
Timothy White is the owner of the youth outreach company. He works with youth to steer them away from violence. He was also at the parade on Saturday. White says he's at a loss for words when it comes to the violence that erupted. Violence, he says, could have been and should have been prevented.
We was out there having fun, and then the young kids came in, and then just chaos. But I think it's just, I don't know, man. They need something to do. I keep on saying they need something to do, and then we have that, and then something happened. So I think it's, right now, man, I work with young people all the time, and I really don't know what's going on right now, man. I really don't know.
Amazing. He just don't know. The only thing going to end black on black and black on other people violence. Excuse me. The only thing going to stop it, black on black killing and black on killing white people and other, they got to drop the anger. The heart must change. Change the heart, you can change the world. They're angry at their mothers and grandmothers, and they're yearning for their fathers. And no outdoor activity would solve that. And white people, do what you want, but you be careful going to the event where all these black people are. You're putting your life online. You really are. Like the caller said yesterday, Jesse, I think that the white people need to stop going to these events where blacks are are located because they're going to be killing, something like that. Two brothers, see what kind of relationship they have with their father and their mother. You see, change the heart. The heart is wicked. All angry people, hearts are wicked. So drop the anger, stop playing God, and you'll be free. There's only one God. You're not God. So stop making decisions about yourself and other people. Just live your life. You'll be fine. So you may not have heard of Jesse James and Freight James. Jesse Woodson James was born September 5th, 1847, through April 3, 1882. Was an American outlaw, bank and train robber. Guerrilla and leader of the James Younger Gang. Amazing. Oh, that's from Wikipedia. And then Alexander Franklin James was born January 10, 1843, died February 18, 1915, was a Confederate soldier and guerrilla in the post-war, Civil War period. He was an outlaw. That's according to Wikipedia, also known as Frank James. That was Frank and Jesse James. I used to love watching those cowboy movies with those guys. Really. Oh, amazing. Anyway, folks, drop the anger. I want you to know that I've said it before, and this is to all people, for anyone that want to accept it. Anyone that want to accept freedom, I want you to know that this is the truth. Couple things. It's Baba Thumpa, right? Number one, the kingdom of heaven is inside of you. Paradise is inside of you. It's not on the outside. Nothing, no physical gain will bring you peace. All the money, all the houses, all the women, all the men, all the riches, all the everything. People loving you, and you think they love you. That's never going to bring you freedom. No drugs, no alcohol, nothing. The kingdom of heaven is inside of you. And I want you to know, you, all people, have nothing to be guilty about, to feel angry about. There's no reason for anger. Zero. Anger is not necessary. Anger is your enemy. There's never, ever, ever, but never a reason to be angry. And anger is not a strength. Anger is a weakness. Anger is hatred. Dressed up. Anger is dressed up like love, but it's hatred. And anger causes you to play God, and you judge yourself and others, and you're miserable. Drop the anger, you can drop the evil heart. And you do that by admitting that you are angry. Men and women, you're angry. And women, you're responsible for your own overcoming. Men are not responsible for that. And men, you're responsible for yours. The individual is responsible, not you. Drop the anger, you're going to drop the evil heart, and you will be free. And oh, I want you to know, you are neither a sinner nor a saint. You're neither guilty or innocent. You're neither rich nor poor. You're neither black nor white. You're neither Jew nor Gentile. You're none of the things that you think you are. It's an illusion. You're not fear. You're not loneliness. You're not suicidal thoughts. You're not your mama's boy or daughter as an adult. you're not imprisoned in some in your own mind. You're imprisoned in your imagination. According to the scripture, your thoughts, thus said the Lord, your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. He's telling you that your thoughts are not his. And yet you hang on to thoughts. You hang on to every word. And you're suffering unnecessarily. You are free. The only thing you need to do, salvation is of the heart, meaning that you need to admit and you shall go free, that you have anger and that you are evil. I'm wrong. I have anger. I'm wrong. I'm judging. I'm wrong. And you can't help but judge when you have anger. Anger is hatred. You're a hateful person. And the depths of an angry person, there are no words to express. Even when they are sleeping, they're sleeping in hell and revenge and worry and jealousy and envy and strife, meaning that in bed sleep. But when they're angry, they're still asleep because any angry person is a sleep person. They're not awake. And it's so interesting, and especially this Bible thumper, in the Bible it tells you, God said that his thoughts are not your thoughts. His ways are not your ways or his ways. And what do? You hold on to the thought. You hold on to your enemy for dear life. And someone comes along, as I'm doing for 30-something years, and I tell you, you know what? You're not your thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time. You're not your anger. You're not the emotions. God is a dispassionate God. But angry people are passionate people because they're lost. My throat is dry. I need some water. They're lost. And you won't drop it. Isn't that a mess? You tell people, drop your thoughts. You can be free. They get mad at you. I am my thought. What are you telling me? I'm not my anger. Isn't that amazing? 888-77. So you can live in your hell, in your misery, or you can be free from it. It's up to you. The way has been made. All of your sins have been forgiven. The real you is a free you. The fake you is what's bringing you all the problems, the ego, and it's making you think it's you. Zach is a first-time caller out of Ohio. Zach, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Zach.
Can you hear me?
You're on the air. Zach? You're doing fine. Go ahead.
All right. I just wanted to call and tell all you guys thank you. What you do is awesome, and I really appreciate it. That's really about it. I'm kind of in the middle of something right now.
Oh, but, thank you, Zach. You stay with it, man. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, and thanks to all your crew.
Right on. Thank you, buddy. Amazing. Right.
Yep, have a good one.
All right. Every human being on earth, man or woman, can be free right now. Ladies, though the hell coming through you, you're not the hell. Stop identifying with it. It's not you. You're not your emotions. You're not your thoughts, ladies. Stop identifying with the anger that's inside of you. All right? So you can be free as well. 888-7753. Ladies, you got to drop the anger. There are women who are hearing this message of forgiving their mothers and their fathers, and they're like, what? No idea, they say. And they're becoming free. You can be free if you want. Ashley is out of Nevada. Let's see here. Ashley, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
So I'm not sure, I've been working graveyard.
And I have an opportunity to possibly get the day shift. I know you can't, like, make a decision for me, but it's like you've been talking about lately, like, you know, like, people that can't make decisions. It's, you know, but it's like, I like the opportunity to do graveyard because I'm able to do 4 days and work 10-hour shifts. So I do the 40 hours in 4 days, and then I get 3 days off.
Right.
But, like right now, like, I'm tired. Like, and so, like, all I do when I get home is kind of just, if I'm not asleep, I'm laying around.
Right.
But then, like, there's other people that, you know, it works for them, and, you know, they're able to, like, get other stuff done. And I'm thinking maybe that's me, too, because at first I was upset that I got graveyard, but then I worked graveyard, and I'm like, I like it, you know, it's okay. But then, like, stuff has been going on, like, with my family, and I think that's kind of, like, taking a psychological toll on me. And
you mean your wife and you mean your wife and children?
No, Jesse, no.
What family?
So, like, I'm living with my mom.
How old are you?
43.
What? No.
No, but look, I know.
43?
Yeah, I know. Look.
No, when are you working night shift? If I were living with my mama, I work night shift too.
And then it gives me a good opportunity to get a second job because I got those 3 days off.
Right.
And this is just me, like, just, I don't know. I'm not Superman or nothing like that. But, I mean, if it can be done, I could possibly do it, you know?
Yes.
And so, like, I move out next month on the 1st. I move out.
In May?
In May.
May 1st. Okay. Why are you living with your mom at 43, man? Are you black?
I'm blind.
I rest my case.
You rest your case.
What's wrong with the blacks?
anyway,
go ahead.
Nah, and then, like, what's wrong with me? Like, okay, like, so, like, silent prayer, all thoughts are lies, all that's been working for me great. And, like, now it's like, I just noticed myself, and I'm kind of like, I'm not people pleasing no more. And so, like, I'm not necessarily angry, but then I do notice that I do judge people,
right,
and that there are certain people that I just don't like. And it's like, I don't even know this person. I ain't said nothing to this person. Why do I not like this person? Right. And, like.
And so your question for me is what?
Okay. Yeah. My question is, like, I guess I could ask you, how do you know whether you're making the right decision? How do you know you're making the right decision?
Let me ask this first, and then I'll respond to that. It's a really interesting question. But what is happening in your family? It's not even your family anymore that is causing you to stay there. What's going on with them?
Well, so I came here initially because I was in a relationship and I wanted to remove myself from that relationship and, like,
right,
be on my own and, like, get on my feet. And then, so I've been here and I know that should have been gone. I've been past my date of being here and, like, overstaying my welcome or,
yes,
you know. And so, like, here recently, like, a few weeks ago, like, because now my oldest brother, he's here too. And there was this big, like, argument, but it was on his part. Like, he was angry. He was real, really angry. My mom was emotional, and it was about our dad. And it's like through that whole ordeal that lasted for like 3 hours, like, I was really calm. And, like, my other brother was on speakerphone. He's in California. Well, I should have said he's in another state. Like, I don't want to really give out too much information. So, and then, like, you know, so through the whole ordeal with my brother, like, yelling at me and, like, you know, they were upset because I said that I believed my father, like his perspective of like how he did fight for us and he did want to be in our lives. But
yep.
My mom and her girlfriend at the time, you know, especially the girlfriend, she made it difficult for him. And all I said was, I believe him. And it's like, I should have never said that. I mean, they were screaming and yelling, and I'm surprised the neighbors didn't call the police because it was really bad.
But really bad. You should have said it, but you shouldn't argue with them at all. Never argue with the devil.
And I know you said that, and I didn't argue, but I couldn't get enough, I couldn't say anything. There was no conversation happening.
So why do you just get off the conversation? Let them have it by themselves. You it's supposed to be a conversation with sound like three people. And you said your point of view, and they didn't want to hear it. Why didn't you just say, okay, goodbye?
I kind of just sat there.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't have to live that way, man. Don't do that. You don't owe anyone, not one person on this earth, any explanation. You don't owe them anything. And so since that conversation came up, based on what you've said, you say, hey, I believe my father. I believe him. And then they, you take yourself. And then they wouldn't let you get in again. You say, okay, goodbye. And just hung up. You're not obligated to anyone.
This was in person.
You still could have walked away.
Walked away? I wouldn't have been running from it?
No. You don't owe... I promise you this, and I want you to try and see how free you become. You don't owe an argument with anyone. You know, you shouldn't be trying to prove anything to anyone. Your thoughts should be about working on you and no one else. You shouldn't judge them or anything. Don't have an opinion about them. Just work on you. You should have walked away, and that's what bravery is. Bravery is when you can walk away without being angry.
Really?
Yeah. Weakness is to hang around and argue with the devil and try to prove something. You don't need to prove anything, man. You had it backwards.
Right. And this is like off topic, but I always wanted to tell you this because like, and I noticed it because I'm observing myself. And like, so at work, like, you know, we have briefing and we do a roll call and like, I had a panic attack on the inside.
Yeah.
Because I was call my name, I was gonna, you know, and I was gonna have to say here. I had a panic attack on the inside. My heart started racing so fast and I had to catch my breath because I was like, oh my God, and then you're gonna say here and they're gonna hear you trying to pull it together and catch your breath and you sound weak and you I couldn't believe but like so like you said, like, you know, just go through it. And I went through it. And it's like, you know, now it's, you know, it is what it is. But then like for that to be that way in every part of my life, it's kind of like, I mean, I don't have no friends. I don't go nowhere. I don't do anything. I just go to work. I come home. I go to the grocery store. I go get gas.
Sounds like an amazing life to me. You're fortunate because there's no such thing as friend anyway. It's an illusion. Nobody
I know, and I hear you say that, Jesse, but, like, your work environment is so, like, you guys are great. Like, you guys throw things off of each other. You got the camaraderie. You got the bond. I mean, right, bond. I mean, your organization, bond. Like, you've got bonds with people. And I'm saying I don't have bonds with people like
You're
that.
Blessed not to have bonds.
How you say that?
Yeah. Hold on.
All right.
The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. It's Bible Thump of Thursday. You can either be free or live in your illusions, which is hell. Emotions are hell. Good ones and the bad ones, both hell. There's nothing good about it. Imagination, thoughts are hell. Everyone who is living in them and everyone are until they overcome. They're catching nothing but hell, and the hell is happening inside of you. The hell is not happening on the outside of you. The hell is happening on the inside of you. But it deceives you to believe that it's on the outside because you're thinking other people are making you feel or think a certain way, and they're not. It's in you. You free your mind, and the rest will follow. Really, you got to drop the thoughts. Drop the anger. Drop the evil. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, HAKEReport.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. How did that show go yesterday with Krishan the Don?
Krishan the Don.
Krishan. I wanted to listen to it, but in a meeting I couldn't.
It was controversial. The whites attacked.
They could attack Krishan.
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 That's right.
They attacked him?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he white?
Well, he's part white, but they said that he wants to be black and that he has white guilt.
Is he part white, isn't that?
Yeah, sort of, I think.
And so, but he want to be...
He's part of everything. It's all kinds of things.
He is the world thing?
Part Jamaican.
Really?
Like some type of Asian, maybe?
And they said he wanted to be black.
Right. Because he said that there are white race hustlers on this Austin Metcalf, Carmelo Anthony track meet stabbing case.
Oh.
Pardon the gesture.
It's too late.
Terrible. I did it twice, actually.
I know. You like pardon and did it again. Check out that show yesterday. I'm going to check it out later on my podcast.
Nice.
TheHakeReport.com.
Grass.
The Hake, HAKEReport.com. So Hake is coming up at 9, the top of the hour, from 9 to 11.
Yeah.
And then after the Hake, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday. And then the American Anchor Baby. All right? The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Amazing. Listen, go make a donation to Bond, rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Help us to help others, especially you've been helped. Even those that have not been helped, still help us to help others. You just don't want to help, but at least you can help us to help others, all right? Or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to make a donation. I want to go quickly back to Ashley because I want to get in as many calls as possible here. Ashley?
Yes?
So about the night... Is it a like a like, what do you call that? You work from like midnight until the next morning?
Graveyard.
Yeah, graveyard. Is it a graveyard shift?
Yep.
And do you like it?
I did at first, but now it's like dragging and I'd be tired.
So do you like it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I liked it at first. I like it.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Do you want to change to day shift?
I kind of do.
Which one is you prefer?
I always preferred like day shift. And but so, then I really don't want the 5 days. I would rather have, I'd rather work 4 days.
So which do you want, the 5 days or the 4 days?
4 days.
What?
4 days.
Okay. Here's what I want you to listen up closely. I want the world to hear this, but I want you to hear this. All right? Do you want real power and authority in your life?
I do.
Make decisions and do them. Whatever opportunity comes, when an opportunity comes, make a decision and go with it. And everything else will work itself out. Don't worry about the outcome. Don't think about how it's going to go and not going to go. Make the decision. I promise you, you will have power that will blow your mind. But you got to make decisions. And don't be double-minded about it. Make the decision and go with it. And don't worry about the outcome. It will blow your mind. So you need to make the decision. Do you want day shift or night shift? Yes, I want night shift. Or yes, I want day shift. And no more thinking about it and do it. You got to learn to make decisions if you want true authority in your own life. Make a decision. That's all you need to do. And don't be double-minded.
All right.
All right?
All right.
Make a decision. Don't be like, well, I like the night shift, but then I like the day shift, and then I like the night. That's a double-minded person, and that person is unstable in all his way, and they have no power. They have no authority. They're weak. Make a decision, man.
All right, I don't
want to
be that way.
Make a decision. That's all you got to do, make a decision. Like when your family were arguing about your dad and other, you could have made a decision. When you realized they didn't want any conversation, they wanted to argue, you could have made the decision. I'm out of here. Bye. And move
but then
on.
Then I stayed because there was stuff I needed to say.
No, you stayed because you were double-minded. They didn't want to hear what you had
really?
To say. Yeah, they didn't want to hear what you had to say.
Yeah, no, they didn't. They really didn't.
And they have a right not to want to hear what you have to say. They don't want to hear, they don't want to hear. But you need to start making decisions. When they didn't want to hear, oh, okay, bye. And went on your way. You got to start making decisions. A person who cannot make decisions, especially when the opportunity comes, the opportunities are coming so you can make the decision. You can go with that opportunity. And see what happens. All right? Make decisions, man.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And stay with the silent prayer. And don't worry about having friends or don't have friends or whatever. If you can't live alone in perfect peace, you don't deserve a crowd. You don't deserve friends. Learn to live alone in perfect peace, and everything will be added unto you, all right?
All right, I believe it.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Let me know what decision you make about the night or the day shift.
Okay, I'll let you know.
But make a decision and don't be double-minded. Don't think, oh, I made the decision for the day job. Oh, I'm going to regret it. Lord, I'm not going to be able to sleep. Oh, I got to work 5 days a week instead. Don't go with that. Just make that decision, whatever decision you make, and go with that. Don't think about the outcome, all right?
Right. Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, buddy. Amazing. Make decisions, folks. Don't be double-minded. Because opportunities are always right in front of you. You're just not making the decision so you can grow in the opportunity. And you lack power. You're weak. If you can't make a decision, you're lost. Don't be one of those people who can't make a decision. What the? Your wife is fighting with you, or your husband fighting with you, and you guys are not getting along? Make a decision. I'm out of here. Goodbye. Don't be like, I'm out of here, but what's going to happen to the children? I'm out of here, but what's going to happen to my wife or my husband? Don't do that. Make the decision and go with it. And don't think about what if or the outcome. 888-775-3773. Let me go with Thomas out of Arizona. Thomas, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Thomas. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, what's up again, Jesse? How you doing?
All is well. All is well.
All right. All right. All right. Yeah, I wanted to touch on a little bit of what you're talking about.
Okay.
You know, because I listen a lot, you know, about the minds of individuals. And I think, because I wanted to fill you in that I actually mentor men also at a men's home and in the jails over here in Arizona.
Do you make decisions?
And so, yeah, I absolutely make decisions.
Nice.
But listen to what I'm saying, though, is that I also mentor men over here because I have a lot of things in common with a lot of these like convicted felons and people that are like minorities.
Mm-hmm.
And what they don't understand is what I try to explain to them is that the battle is in mind.
Yeah.
It's a battle. The Lord and the devil are battling over our minds. The Lord wants us to think like him. And the devil wants us to think like him. You know what I mean? So I always try to, I absolutely believe, you know, that the battle is right there. So, and you were right earlier, I heard you mention something about, you know, once you conquer your mind, everything else follows in place. And that's absolutely right.
Yeah, you free your mind and the rest will follow.
That's right. You conquer because your mind is the most powerful thing that we possess. And so once we conquer our minds, life after that becomes a whole lot easier. And then we walk in confidence. And then everything we do, nothing bothers us what's said to us.
Yeah.
We can control our emotions, right? Because a lot of times,
Tell me, let me tell you this, because of time, I thought you had an issue that you were dealing with. Call me again. I got to run because I'm running out of time here. But you're right. A free mind is a free person. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, let me say something just real quick, Jesse. Check this out.
Okay.
In 2 Corinthians it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself in the knowledge of God.
So absolutely. That's deep.
Yes, we need to cast down those imaginations every time they come upon us, you know?
Absolutely.
But all right, Jesse, I just...
Call me again,
buddy. I just wanted to touch on that.
I appreciate that, Thomas. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, later. Buddy. All right. Let me go to Mimi, your friend, my friend, and a friend of the world. Out of Georgia, on my mind. Mimi, what the?
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
No, the devil
talked me out of... Well, how about then I'm well?
That's
I'm
right.
Physically well.
Absolutely.
The devil talked me out of calling you yesterday. I don't really have anything. I just wanted to say hello. You had some deep, deep questions that you posed in fellowship and especially surrounding like fear.
Yeah.
And making decisions. And I just kind of wanted to jump in the convo, but I think I'm a little late because you already kind of closed that chapter and moved on to something else.
What did you want to say about it?
You know, I think I've always been afraid.
Yes.
I think that having a mom like I had, I think she was so afraid. Everything made her so afraid. So she was very superstitious. She was very like... everything could go wrong at any moment. And so even as a kid, I don't know that I ever really experienced anything without being afraid.
Absolutely. Every but human being that has anger is evil, and they are afraid. All angry people have fear. They are afraid.
Okay. So, Jesse, I'm going to ask you this.
Yes.
And I probably shouldn't ask you on the radio show, But so my mom passed away when I was little. And I honestly, like, felt like this freedom when she passed away, only because there wasn't all of these things to be afraid of or to watch out for or to be reckoned for.
The witch was dead.
See, the thing about it is you're not supposed to say that, but you said it. And so I have to admit that was exactly how I felt.
Yeah.
And I know people probably think, and everybody in my family thought I was, first of all, I'd lost my mind. Second of all, that I was crazy or evil for even thinking like this reign of terror is over. But so jumped out of the, what do they say, out of the fire into the frying pan, because I ended up getting into a really, 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 really abusive relationship.
Yes.
Really, really, you know, almost soon after. I was still young, and I was in that relationship for 9 years. And what I thought was that my fear started to come from that. But I guess, and I guess this is a question, I was afraid before then, right? That's why
yes.
I attracted that.
You, absolutely. You were afraid. Your fear came through resenting your mother. So you were already afraid when you met this person. It was already there.
I think the reason why I'm tying it all in a cute little bow is because there's something about me that when I want to do something that feels right for me, I get really afraid and I want to do what's right for the other person. And that's something that I'm struggling with. That's why I hesitated to call, because kind of we left something kind of hanging in the balance. Well, you didn't, but I did. And it's still there. And I think it's just because I'm not willing to think about what's best for me first.
If you don't put you first, how will you become free? Because if you don't put you first, you're going to treat others in the way you treat yourself, with fake love. Why don't you got to work. Everything starts with self. The beginning of overcoming hell started with you. You got to work on you.
Yeah, but I think there's just too much fear. There's too much fear.
Right, but how will you overcome hell if you don't go through the fear? On the other side, because fear is an illusion. It's not even real, right? And so in order to get to heaven, you got to go through hell. You got to go through the fear. And as you know, there's no love in fear at all. It's all evil.
And you're saying that I love myself with fake love?
100%.
I'm not sure why that doesn't make sense.
Because your ego is focused on others, and you got a false sense of feeling of love, thinking you love somebody else because you're putting them first, and that's
evil. See, this is why I don't want to call you.
I thought of you yesterday. It's interesting. When I was doing my show yesterday, you crossed my mind.
You know, and I know it's a thrill. I'll be 100,000% transparent. It's definitely a thrill, the feeling.
Yeah.
But I miss you, or I miss the fellowship.
I miss you.
So it's like, what in the world? You know, it's just, you know, it doesn't change anything thinking about the past, but I was so tricked.
I tried to tell you.
You did. Look me right in my eye.
Yeah. I'm like, no, it ain't real. Don't do it. Look at your motive. Yeah. It ain't going to work.
Yeah. It's not. And I guess for me, like, I think there's just too much overwhelming fear to just walk away and leave. You know, okay.
No, you love your misery. That's why you won't
walk
away.
And you know what? But why would anybody do that?
Because they're evil. And their whole life is based on thrills. Good ones and bad ones, they're both imposters.
Okay, but let me say this.
Walk away from it. It's time to work on you.
I get it. But one of the things that kind of holds me back is that, you know, I have expressed and with my mouth, I've said, I love you. I want to be with you for the rest of my life. I consider you my husband, all those things. And I guess for me, it matters to me because then it just seems like everything I've said has been a lie.
It has been. And it is a lie. You don't love him. Tell him you a lie.
That's awful. And that would make somebody want to literally hurt somebody else. Like,
and
you've been lying to me this whole time?
And they lied to you. Two liars, two devils together lying.
You've said this before. This is wild. Okay. I mean, I know all of this.
Well,
but
if you
I
do
guess...
it then. Do it so you can. Doing it is better than just knowing it.
Because
doing
Jesse,
it will become a reality.
I understand. But I think that there's something in that. Don't you need courage to do something you're afraid of?
No. You absolutely need no courage because the courage will come when you do it. You can't get courage by not doing it or thinking about courage or one day I'm going to have courage. Courage only happens when you do it, when you make a decision and do it. Then courage will come.
All right, Jesse.
A courageous person is not a person that's thinking about being courageous. A courageous person is a person that does it in fear and become courageous.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's all I got, Jesse.
I'm
I just
missing
to say hi.
You.
Yes, exactly.
Tell me where the road turns. Sometimes I wonder. You need to
and
get
you
your
know,
life together and stop running around.
I get it. You know, I happen to be in Georgia, though. You have talked about this in the past about, you know, living in a red state.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it. I appreciate it because, you know, there's a lot of unapologetic Americans. And I haven't been in that space before. So if anything, I have enjoyed the scenery.
But it's not going to bring you peace.
This is true. Thanks for popping my bubble.
It just is another phosphor. Oh, these red states, they agree with me. I agree with them. But you still cry at night.
This is true.
Go back to the silent prayer. Realize you're not in love. Tell the person, you know what? I'm not in love with you. You don't love me. I'm out of here. Bye. Make a decision and do it.
Jesse, okay.
You got to start
well,
making
do we all, do we so can is that the that's not a biblical question. So I guess I've been listening to you and I'm a little confused. Are we making decisions? I thought that at some point I had heard we've never made a decision.
What happens is when you stop making decisions, opportunities are given to you by your Father and they are right in front of you and you see it and then you do it. And then you become you're going to see real power when you can make decisions. When opportunities come and you make the decision, I'm doing this, and just do it, that's when you will become powerful. All power has been given unto you, but you're not limited because you're not making decisions. You're not taking advantage of the opportunity that is given to you.
Okay. Okay, Jesse.
Call me again soon.
Absolutely.
Right.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend,
you
all
too.
Of those things.
Amazing.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, bye, Jesse.
Bye. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Aaron G. says, when someone insults me and my feelings get hurt, sometimes it feels like a punishment for associating with the fake me in the first place. Can it be confusing like this while working on yourself?
The devil tell you that. What happened is you're not being insulted. Your false self, the ego, is being affected. And when you feel the pain of the ego, feel it, live with it, stay with it, don't run from it, don't call it you, it'll be taken away. Let whatever needs to happen to the ego happen. All right. Thank you.
Charles, hey, Jesse. Ardeen from Colorado is a white version of Maze, but Ardeen is way more evil. They both are the perfect example of how the evil comes through the woman.
Ardeen, you're talking about she's going to hang up on me like I call her. What the? Okay, bye. Amazing. Nice. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet rated the stream on the Jason Lee Peterson Rumble. Nice.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
CC777, what are three countries within three countries? Do you know?
I don't know.
San Marino, surrounded by Italy. Vatican City, surrounded by Italy, in the city of Rome. And Lesotho, surrounded by South Africa.
Amazing.
I looked it up.
That's so interesting. Thank you.
Santino, I heard men are out here cutting their eyelashes off in order to look more masculine. What the? Lord, we need you now.
If ever we need you, Lord, we need you now.
Catholic Church, second largest landholder in the world, says CC777.
Amazing. Thank you.
Raul Gamora, does the bear shbloop in the woods? JLP.
That's what I hear. Amazing. Thank you.
Aaron G., I've been reading about Jesus's miracles in the Bible lately and thought about how great it would be if he were doing the same miracles today. Then I realized he still is. Mind blown. Party.
Absolutely. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I got this thing for you. And my producer, I hope you're listening. I want to show the people about Jesus. One of the things we'll show you. It's interesting. Thank you.
Walmart Tavius, JLP. I have a good job now, but was looking at moving back closer to family and where it's cheaper to buy a home. Is that being beta or practical?
I don't know. I need more information. Call me. Or if you do Super Chat, give me a little bit more detail. Thank you.
Mark, I love learning this truth of God inside me. Thanks, hand, strong arm, red heart, and light bulb. Thank you, Bond.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And you can get the T-shirt, Stay With It, at jesseleepeterson.shop. Right?
Yeah.
Stop shop.
Steven from Rotterdam. Three coffees, second shot at the BQ. Why do you need a pope?
Why do you need a pope?
We don't need a pope. Just like Israel, they didn't need a king, but they wanted it, and they got it, and they got lost. Deep. Jesus, all we need to get to God.
Deep. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
The first thing, hey, let's finish up those.
Okay.
The first thing in the morning. All right. The hate report coming up now. Enjoy a Friday after the hate, and then the American incubator. Get on that straight and narrow. Stay there, folks. It's not easy because you so identify with the far stuff. It's tougher than what it needs to be, but stay with it. Bye. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. Forgive your mama, everybody on earth, and your daddy, and you shall be free. Take care. Bye, callers. I'm sorry. Jay out of California, Bill out of Oklahoma, and the other callers that are hanging up. I'll be back tomorrow, Black Friday tomorrow.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in, and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Thank you.